With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Good to have you with us right here on The Fan on a Thursday night. Thursday night football about to start right about, 8:15, 8:20, I guess. We'll get kickoff in that game right up the road in Baltimore. Good response on the Lamar Jackson stuff. Listen, I'll put that to bed. I mean, you know, I guess we're splitting hairs. Oh, do you like Lamar Jackson more or do you like the Baltimore Ravens? Either way, you're watching the Baltimore Ravens. Either way, you're captivated by the Baltimore Ravens. Right? Either way, I would just say this. There's, you know, other really good teams and, you know, teams that are interesting and all that. I don't think every team just, you know, like nobody's really captivated by the Minnesota Vikings. Now, they're 9-4. They're not 11-2. I got it. I understand that. You know, but my point of the matter is, and I would say, well, the Patriots, but the Patriots, I mean, maybe the Patriots are a good example, right? Here's a team that, you know, either you love or you hate. And most people hate them if you're not from New England and having clam chowder. But this year, they're boring. They're so boring. Nobody wants to see the Patriots in the Super Bowl. Like, I don't think they're going to make it with their offense as kind of lame as it is. But their defense is great, right? Nobody wants, I mean, who was excited by the Super Bowl last year when McVay and the Rams couldn't do anything right and the Patriots couldn't do much of anything right? That was a boring, boring game. Boring. Even me, who loves, you know, old school throwback football. I mean, I love points. I love good offense. I just like running the ball a little bit more than people want to. That's it. But that was a boring game last year. Nobody wants the Patriots back in the, you know, Super Bowl again this year. Like just because you're a really good team, I don't think people were too into San Francisco. Maybe now. Maybe. Being that they scored 48 points or whatever it was against New Orleans? Maybe. I mean, they showed me something that I didn't think they were. Maybe. I think people like the Seahawks because of Russell Wilson, not because of Jadeveon Clowney and a really good defense or a pretty good defense. Actually, they're not that good of a defense, all things considered. They're really not. But you get my point. They're known to be a good defensive team over the years. You know, like people watch for different reasons. Again, the Vikings are probably the example that I'm looking for. Good team, 9-4, good quarterback, but not a polarizing quarterback. We all know with Kirk Cousins. We all know. And nobody's going to be excited if Kirk Cousins and the Vikings get to the Super Bowl. Nobody. I mean, there'll be some intrigue here. And there'll be a lot of people rooting against him because they hate him for whatever reason, which I still don't get. And then there'll be people like me and probably Grant and Danny who will be rooting for him and defending him and fighting for him and advocating for him just like we always have. And we were always right. 800-636-1067, 800-636-1067. All right, so there's this. Boy, how do I guess how do I go about going through this? Well, here's the best way I can, right? So we woke up on Thursday morning And we're like, okay, it's Thursday. Nothing going on with the Redskins. Nationals lost Rendon. That was the big story around here. This story, quite honestly, didn't even really hit home and register on the radar. But it's a pretty damn big one. I mean, it looks like, unless I'm reading this wrong, again, I don't want to convict anybody before they're convicted, but there's a very real possibility that Clinton Portis and Carlos Rogers, two guys that I covered for a long time. I mean, you know, I've been in Clinton Portis's home. In 2009, I did a massive sit-down video interview with Clinton Portis in his home. I don't know if he still lives there or not. I'm not sure. But it was wild. It was crazy. Remember what he said about LeVar Arrington, who was still doing afternoon drive on the Fan at that time, about how he handled himself at Sean Taylor's funeral? I mean, that was crazy. You know, and CP, through his intermediary, through his marketing agent, invited me to his house, and, you know, we had a good chat. Things didn't go so well after that because they were a little upset that that was in there, and I was like, what the hell you want me to do? You said it. I didn't. I just asked a question. Anyway, Carlos Rogers, who I covered from 2009 through, 2011, I guess it was? Maybe it was 2012. I can't remember. But either way, it was a polarizing figure, right? Because he's a first-round pick, top 10 pick, who never really fully kind of developed. And then, of course, he went to San Francisco and made it to a Pro Bowl. He bounced around after that. I mean, he was never really, really, really consistently good. But these guys are among 10 ex-NFL players and possibly more, guys like Joe Horn and Rashe Caldwell, names you know, names you've seen, guys you've seen and rooted for and hated, at least in Joe Horn's case, certainly in Clinton Portis's case, Carlos Rogers' case. I don't know if anybody had those feelings towards Rashe Caldwell. You know, maybe Tennessee fans in college. I don't know, and I don't care. They're among 10 people charged. And again, Horn and Caldwell are expected to be charged, but haven't been charged just yet. And they're expected to be charged on, I think, slightly different charges. Portis and Rogers are charged with healthcare fraud of nearly $4 million for medical devices that were never purchased and were used to treat women's health issues and horses. The Department of Justice announced these two indictments. Grand jury, the DOJ obviously again involved in this. Cigna Health Life Insurance was administering the program. It was an NFL-NFLPA collectively bargained after playing career program for medical reimbursement. They're seeking reimbursement for medical equipment totaling $3.9 million from between June of 2017 to last December 2018. Equipment that was never purchased. Claims averaging between $40,000 and $50,000 each. Paid for hyperbaric oxygen chambers, ultrasound machines, electromagnetic therapy devices for horses. There were kickbacks to ringleaders for like a couple of thousand dollars, anywhere between $2,000 and $10,000. There were people, okay, that were the ringleaders that were getting this stuff. And there were also four people arrested, according to the stories. Four people that were arrested that did not turn themselves into the FBI. So we don't know who these four people are. Apparently, six turned themselves into the FBI. Four were arrested. Now, it doesn't say Portis was arrested. Okay? So I don't know what his status is. But according to the press conference, and Rick Snyder wrote it up, you know, for my site at SI, Portis was charged with one count of conspiracy to commit wire fraud and healthcare fraud. One count of wire fraud one count of wire fraud and one count of healthcare fraud. Rogers was charged with one count of conspiracy to commit wire fraud and healthcare fraud. Two counts of wire fraud and I'm reading this wrong. Yeah. So, I mean, you know, basically, there's several counts on each, right? I mean, it's hard to wrap my arms around this. I mean, these are two guys that I cover, and this happens all the time, right? People are bad people, and people do bad, dumb things. And I'm trying to think, oh, my God. Like, these guys were, you know, fairly normal guys that we would talk to all the time in the Redskins locker room for a number of years. Clinton Portis is still working for the organization. Oh, by the way, Clinton Portis still makes an appearance every Monday on this radio station. I mean, this is nuts. 800-636-1067. We'll take a timeout because, again, I'm way late. But the bottom line is, this is insane. Like, how could you be this nefarious and this dumb? Assuming that they did it. And I don't think the Department of Justice is involved in here with no actual proof and knowledge that they were doing something illegal. Their lawyers can claim whatever they want to claim. I'm sorry, I don't believe lawyers. Don't believe lawyers. All right, back in a flash. More details on this. Somehow we'll try and sort this out on The Fan. As you know, I'm a big WWE guy. I was watching one of their new shows. What is it? WWE Backstage, I think, on FS1 a couple of weeks ago. When this music hit and CM Punk came out. First time on WWE television programming. Not in a ring. And he made sure to say it was a deal with Fox as opposed to the WWE. I don't know what's going on there. I don't care. But when this music hit, when he came out, it was pretty cool. You rarely at 46 get a rush. Got a little bit of a rush. Got a little bit of a rush. A little bit of a, oh, this is cool. I mean, it happens. It happens. It does. All right, let's finish up on this Clinton Portis. Carlos Rogers, again, maybe you guys don't care about this. I think, you know, you kind of should. I mean, these guys were, you know, two well-known Redskins. And they're in big trouble. They're in big, big, big trouble. I mean, if they're convicted, they could face, especially it seems like Rogers, who's got more charges, if I'm reading correctly, both in conspiracy to commit and actual, like, wire fraud. It seems like Rogers has got much more against him than Portis. God, these guys could be in prison for, you know, decades. Decades. I mean, you know, they say no current NFL players are doing this. But it's a collectively bargained healthcare fund that they were using basically to fund their lifestyles. I mean, what the hell did they think was going to happen? You know, like, I mean, we don't know. Again, the story says six of them have agreed to self-surrender to federal authorities. The remaining four of the 10 that were named that have been charged refused to surrender and have been arrested instead. So we don't know if Clinton Portis is in the arrested or in the self-surrendered. We don't know yet. We don't know. And Joe Horn and Rashay Caldwell, accused, could face charges. Now, Michael McCann is a legal analyst for SI. Okay? I just put this whole story up in Rick Snyder's story. for the Redskins Maven thing that I run. Basically, Michael McCann puts it out like this. He basically calls it a pyramid scheme. He said, the accused players allegedly defrauded the Gene Upshaw NFL Player Health Reimbursement Account Plan of $3.4 million between 2017 and 2018, which we kind of did. It's an $800 million plan, a collectively bargained benefit towards retired players who qualify. Okay? And you have to qualify whatever means, you know, that you have to qualify for. I assume it's based on income, right? The plan was established in 2006. It's administered by a 7-member board of reps appointed by the NFL or the NFLPA. And Cigna serves as the plan's benefit administrator. So think about this, right? You are receiving funds that you know you're obtaining illegal, and you know, or at least you should know, that the NFL and the NFLPA is administering this program and this plan, and you still do this anyway, allegedly. It's funded by the NFL and the teams. And basically, again, it allows, permits, qualified NFL players, however they determine the qualification process, to obtain reimbursement for medical expenses and medical equipment. So you break your leg, you're Clinton Portis, you know, if you qualify for the program, you can get that taken care of if you don't have, I guess, medical benefits or whatever. They allow each qualified player and their families up to $350,000. You know, it's pretty good. It's not, you know, the end of the world, but it's pretty good. It's a pretty good life insurance program, right? And yet, it's all tax-free, okay? When they get the money back for healthcare expenses, you have to make a reimbursement request, okay? And there's electronic forms that you have to fill out along with supporting documentation. Everybody knows that, you know, they've done an expense report. You can't just say, well, I spent $5,000 here and not submit a receipt. The claim goes to Kentucky, and then it's rerouted all around. Cigna makes the determination whether to pay or not. I'm sure Cigna was like, something's wrong here. Let's go to the NFL and NFLPA, and that's how this thing blew up. And maybe Clinton Portis has known this for several months. Carlos Rogers known this maybe for several months, because weirdly, it just stops a year ago. Weirdly. I mean, I don't know what else to say about this other than I'm having a hard time. I hope you understand. I'm having a hard time understanding how dumb people can be. I know people are desperate for money. I got it. I'm having a hard time. If they did this, which it certainly seems like this is not just made up, I'm having a really hard time understanding how people can be this ignorant and do this kind of thing. Crime happens all the time, so maybe I shouldn't be. But I don't know. I don't know. All right, 800-636-1067, 800-636-1067. Jeff Arnold here with the latest sports flash, and then we'll get on to Anthony Rendon and the Nationals and what's next. Next on The Fan. One thing I really quickly wanted to point this out and just wrap this up, and we can talk about it, obviously, if you want. Robert McCune, I think that's how you say his name, was a 5th-round pick of the Redskins. He is '05. So that was during the Joe Gibbs part deux era. And obviously Portis on the team, right? So, I mean, this dude's 40 years old. Apparently, he was one of the two ringleaders in which all these kickbacks were going. You heard Jeff during the flash talk about Clinton Portis' defense lawyer. Maybe Clinton Portis was just kind of an innocent go-between here. I don't know. It just seems real fishy. I got to be honest with you. Right? I mean, seems real fishy that he would have no idea what he was getting himself involved in. And maybe this country has come to a point where we just expect people to be so dumb and naive. I don't know. I don't know. But I will tell you this much. While I don't know exactly what happened here, just because his defense attorney said he had no knowledge of it doesn't do it for me. I'm just telling you. Now, I'm not saying he's guilty. I just don't automatically believe it, like a lot of people do. And I'm not automatically one of these, well, you know, you're guilty until you're proven, I mean, you're innocent until you're proven guilty. Not really. Because you're never proven innocent. You're proven not guilty or guilty. So can we just, instead of saying you're innocent until you're proven guilty, which I know is what we say in this country, you're not really ever proven innocent. You're proven not guilty. There's a difference. Now, obviously, Portis is the big name here. I mean, Carlos Rogers, all things considered, is a reasonably big name. But Clinton Portis is the big name. So maybe they're just jumping and leaping here on Portis because of the name value. Often we see this. So I can't definitively say that Clinton Portis absolutely knew what was going on here. But think about this. I mean, again, these people aren't dumb. Like, all of a sudden, if you're getting a windfall of cash, does it never occur to you, hey, what are we doing here? What am I signing? Like, what am I agreeing to? Wait a second. You know, like, I've never participated in a Ponzi scheme or some sort of illegal pyramid scheme or whatever. I'm always like, wait, what am I signing? And this is with, like, contracts with work and employers. You know, you always have to sign, like, a standard agreement in the media industry. Cars, houses. You know, like, I don't read everything and understand everything, but I'm not a dummy. I kind of know, you know, what I'm looking for. And if I don't know, I read and I ask. And I figure it out. And I have it explained to me. So I don't just buy this naivete that, you know, well, he had no knowledge of anything. Maybe that's possible. I just don't buy it. Maybe that's possible. I mean, and what did you think was going to happen? You were just going to get hundreds of thousands of dollars out of the clear blue sky? Like, you walk out to the cherry tree and you pick, you know, $50,000 off the lowest branch? I mean, come on now. And with all this documentation that they have, reimbursement request forms and all that, I mean, if Clinton Portis has signed those, whether you expressly knew what you were doing or not, you're complicit to some degree, if not a large degree. I mean, it just doesn't work when you Barry Bonds it and say, well, I had no knowledge. What, really? So you had no knowledge of the drugs you were taking. No clue, right? Had no idea it was getting into your body. Come on. I mean, we're not dummies. Well, maybe some of us are. All right, we'll take a quick timeout. We'll take a quick timeout. I know Dave in Fairfax wants to get in. Dave, I'll let you have your take. I just want to sort of stay on track here because I've been terrible with the clock. Sometimes I just go on and on and on, and I forget that I actually have to stay sort of on format here. But I just real quickly, I don't believe automatically a lawyer that says he had no knowledge that his participation in what he believed. Yeah, of course it was an NFL-sanctioned medical reimbursement program. He had no knowledge that it was illegal? I mean, I don't know. I don't know, man. I don't know. I don't know how you could be that naive. I don't know how you could be that ignorant and just think that hundreds of thousands of dollars is going to come to you, you know, just out of the clear blue sky. I just don't, I don't get it. I don't get it at all. All right, back in a flash. I'm sorry. I'm trying to figure this out. I just don't know. I've never been in these situations. I don't put myself in these situations. Maybe I'm too neurotic. I'm sure that's part of it. I just don't put myself in these situations. On the Fan. All right, so I know I've ranted way too long about this. I'm sorry. I get, because it's so many big names, Clinton Portis is a big deal. Big deal. Carlos Rogers is not as big of a deal, but he's still a noteworthy name. And they're involved in this pyramid, Ponzi scheme, whatever it is. Or I guess it's a pyramid scheme more, a fraud scheme. And the NFL and the NFLPA is involved. I mean, it's just crazy. So I'm sure I've spent way too much time than it's worth on this for what you guys probably care about. It's just fascinating to me. It's fascinating how people can be that naive. Like, you know, hey, $50,000 just showed up. I didn't earn this. I don't know where this. Oh, I'm just going to deposit it in my bank account. Oh, I'm just going to buy a Bentley with it. Yeah. Wait, where did this come from? Oh, like you wouldn't ask that? You wouldn't figure that out? I would. I'm suspicious about everything. Let's go out to Bruce in Gainesville on the Fan. Bruce, how are you?
Yeah, I'm doing good. How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing good. What's going on?
Good. Hey, there's a report out there from his attorney.
Yeah.
I believe I saw it.
Yep. Yeah, we've mentioned it a couple of times, right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, about Portis's only involvement, he believes, is that he only referred people to the plan. You know, I don't want to rush to judgment on the guy. I mean, you know, the spotlight's on him anyway because of his past money problems and some comments that he probably made.
Mm-hmm.
According to the reports,
yeah,
that he made his advisors that
right. That he may have wanted to, like, kill them, and he was waiting in a car and whatever. I have not seen any other quote. Mm-hmm. Maybe you've seen it different, other than the one from the Post from the defense lawyer, which says he has no knowledge that his participation in what he believed to be an NFL-sanctioned medical reimbursement program was illegal. I mean, he shouldn't have been believing it to be an NFL-sanctioned, he should have known that it was, because it was. I mean, it was very clear that it was an NFLPA collectively bargained, sanctioned medical reimbursement program, right? So that doesn't tell us anything other than he should have known that. Of course he should have known that it was NFL-sanctioned, because that's the deal. And then he says he is completely taken aback by the indictment. Okay, whatever. We'll move forward with the process of clearing his good name and those of his fellow NFL alumni. That doesn't tell me that he only referred to people to the peer. Like, that doesn't tell me what you're saying. So did you see something different? I'm curious on
that. It could have been on the one that I saw from TMZ.
Okay.
I looked at several ones.
Okay,
several
I haven't seen
them,
the TMZ and, one, so maybe that's where.
Yeah. But I'm just saying the spotlight is on him because of him filing bankruptcy and his need for money. You can read a whole lot of things into these things. But I mean, Cigna, you can't take Cigna off the hook either. I mean, they're signing off on equipment that was used for horses. I mean, what's that all about, right?
Yeah, I don't know exactly how that part came about, so I'm not going to go necessarily into that. I was curious by that, but I mean, why would they be signing off also on ultrasound? I know the program covered families, so maybe because it covered families, the ultrasound equipment is more plausible than the horse equipment. I'm not sure about that, and obviously I'm not. I mean, it's basically an equine unit, an electromagnetic therapy mobile device used on horses, right?
So,
and there's more details, obviously, here. This McCune guy's at the top of this. He filed a reimbursement claim in Karell Buckhalter's name for an equine unit. I'm not sure, but basically, Cigna kind of noticed some irregularities, right? And then they look at it and they send it to their, I know a little bit about how these insurance companies work, because these insurance companies do not want to pay if they don't have to. And they look at it and they're like, something doesn't make sense here, right? Like an analyst or, I know a guy who works in insurance fraud, right? He's my, one of my best friends back home. And he's like, something doesn't look right here. So they look at it and then they pass it to maybe like their supervisor. And the supervisor's like, yeah, I see what you're talking about. Like, this doesn't look right. Why are they doing this? And then they pass it to their fraud department. So I don't know how much Cigna would be responsible for anything here other than they're the ones that apparently first discovered the fraud.
Yeah, so it takes 3 years to do the oversight to be able to catch something like that. Your accountants and whatnot are supposed to be looking at the books every year. So,
I don't know if it took 3 years because the first claim was filed in October of 2017. So I mean it's just coming out now. So it's like 2 years and 2 months. But they've been obviously working on this to prepare for this indictment and these charges for, I'm sure, several months, if not close to a year. So I don't know. Here's the bottom line, Bruce. I kind of understand what you're saying, that let's not rush to judgment necessarily. We don't know exactly what happened. And I grant it, I don't know exactly what happened. And maybe I'm speaking out of, areas that I shouldn't. I guess what I have a hard time with is saying, look, number one, I don't know exactly what happened, but even if we're to believe that Clinton Portis had no knowledge of what exactly was going on, where I come down hard on people is having, is having a situation where you're completely blind and ignorant to where a bunch of money is coming from. Like, you've done nothing. Yeah. You've done nothing for it, and all of a sudden checks are showing up in your mail and for thousands and thousands of dollars, and you're not going to be like, yeah, this doesn't make any sense. I'm going to sign these documents with my name on it for medical equipment, and I have nothing to do with it. That part doesn't make sense to me. Whether you knew or you didn't know about the illegal nature of it, like, to me, using your name and being involved in some way, shape, or form, and or cashing checks and doing all of that without any knowledge of where this stuff is coming from just doesn't make sense to me. So that's where I'm at. I'm sorry. I know that's long-winded. It just doesn't make sense to me. So until somebody can tell me what makes sense or why this would happen, please, by all means. All right, coming up next, we're going to talk, finally, about Anthony Rendon. The station's been talking about Anthony Rendon all day. Not going to be much I'm going to be able to add other than, the obvious situation. But we will get into Anthony Rendon, the Nationals, and where they go from here. That's next after Jeff at the top of the hour with the latest Sports Flash.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.